sun.
No sun.
No moon.
No moon.
No land.
No land.
Just ocean. And nothing.
Nothing.
And then from above, Old Spider comes down. And there on the ocean drifts a giant clam shell. Old Spider taps. Old Spider knocks. A hollow sound. An empty sound. Old Spider chants. Old Spider sings. The clamshell opens. Old Spider slips in. It's dark as pitch, black as coal. Inside, too cramped to stretch, she crawls. She reaches out and touches something round and smooth, a coil-like form. Then wet and soft. A snail. A snail? She takes the snail and places it beneath her so that her magic might work upon it. And then she sleeps for 3 days and 3 nights. And then she sets it free to wend its slimy way. But dark as pitch, black as coal, inside too cramped to stretch and crawl, she reaches out and touches something round and smooth, a coil-like form, wet and soft. A snail, a snail, a second snail, larger than the first. She places it beneath her, and then she reaches for the smaller snail and asks,
"Can you open the shell a little so that I can sit?"
And it was done. The halves of the clamshell parted, and Old Spider stretched her legs at last. But dark, it was still so dark. So Old Spider took the first snail and put it in the west, in the upper half of the giant clam, and it became the moon. Now, there was a silvery light to see by. And by this light, Old Spider saw a large worm and asked,
"Can you open this shell a little so that I can stand?"
The worm said yes, and no sooner commanded than began to push, to stretch, and strain, to heave and hoe. The joints and sockets creaked and groaned until the two halves of the giant clamshell reprised wide open. So much sweat the worm had spent. Warm and wet it lay in the lower shell, and this became the salty sea. But the worm's work was not yet done. It wrenched the shell in two and raised the upper half high above, and this became the sky. And then the worm lay down to die, breaking into many pieces, and these became the islands. And then Old Spider took the second snail and placed it in the east of the sky, and it became the sun that lights the day. And this is how, so the people of the islands tell, Old Spider made the world from a giant clamshell many years ago.